New heading, Community Policing. All around the United States and in other places throughout the world, many communities have reduced crime up to 60% through civil society, the third alternative. The first alternative is for police to enforce the law. The second alternative is to lower behavior standards and just live with the weakening of the moral fiber of society. The third alternative is to use moral authority to embolden and empower citizens, that is, civil society, volunteers and volunteering organizations, to take an active part in the prevention of crime and in fining and prosecuting criminals. Who provides this kind of leadership? Think about it. It is the police officer on the beat, right on the street. Unless these officers are convincingly good people, as L.A. County Sheriff Baca describes their higher recruiting selection criteria, then why would neighbors, fathers, mothers, teachers, and other ordinary citizens partner with the police in the prevention of crime and in the identification of criminals? How are you going to get the social norms and mores in the ghettos and projects to surround zero tolerance of lawbreaking, even jaywalking and graffiti, if people in their hearts do not emotionally connect with the trusted flat-foot cops? Remember the brilliant insight of the great sociologist Emile Durkheim? When mores are sufficient, laws are unnecessary. When mores are insufficient, laws are unenforceable. A colleague of mine who trains in the law enforcement area full-time frequently asks his audiences, who are made up primarily of the formal leaders, the sheriffs, the captains, the lieutenants, who are the real leaders in community policing? It becomes obvious that the real leaders are the police officers on the beat. They are the ones who have to involve and build relationships of trust with families to prevent crimes and to blow the whistle, often at great risk to themselves, in neighborhoods full of gangs, drug pushers and users, and frequent violent outbursts. In such situations, formal authority won't work. In fact, it would often be counterproductive and even further polarize the cultures. Only moral authority produces prevention and crime identification norms. Like the parable of the shepherd, they must know the sheep and be likewise known of them. That means authentic communication. The shepherds care so much that they are willing to lay down their lives for the sheep. That's why they walk in front and the sheep follow. Hired sheep herders, on the other hand, claim to care, but they are only there for what's in it for them, like their wage. And they desert the sheep when the wolf comes around. That's why the hirelings have to drive from behind using the carrot and stick, because there's no real authentic communication. They don't really know each other or care about each other. It's all pretense. The formal leaders are really managers, or better put, servant leaders. They can help use ComStat or other computer technology to identify potential problems so that the real leaders, police officers on the beat, and parents can nip things in the bud. What a concept this is! What a comeuppance for those thinking that position confers leadership! This new model sees the police officers with moral authority as the real leaders and the rest of the higher-ups as managers of aligned systems, servant leaders to those at the bottom. Is this a paradigm shift or not? Particularly in the traditional, highly authoritarian, hierarchical command and control field of policing. Over 150 years ago, Sir Robert Peel, the founder of modern policing, put it this way: the basic mission of police is to prevent crime and disorder. The public are the police, and the police are the public, and both share the same responsibility for community safety. Close quote. When you think about it, this community policing illustration is exactly that. It is an illustration of what is true and valid in every field of human endeavor. People who are at the cutting edge of the chisel, where the tire meets the pavement, have to exercise influence with their customers, their clients, or whomever. They are the ones who really have to exercise leadership by building relationships of trust and becoming creative problem solvers.